So the other day I'm delivering mail. There's this old folks, like a senior living community. It's not really like a building where they get like assistance or anything. They have like it's a bunch of like mobile homes, and they're all kind of in one kind of neighborhood, and they have a clubhouse where they all like have little events, or they all get their mail in there. And so I was going in there to deliver the mail. It's like 100 or so houses in there. And so I'm going in there, I'm dragging all these like big tubs of mail in there, and there's loads of people there. It's a Saturday. It was on Saturday, and there was just loads of folks that I assume live there, you know, gray-haired people, you know, in there. And just, it was just rammed, and I'm like, all right, you know. So I'm going in there, opening up all these doors to stick all this mail in there. And so pretty soon, whoever was facilitating this big, you know, party thing, there was like balloons and stuff, he like quiets everybody down. He's like, all right, we're getting ready to do this thing. Or, well, he didn't say that, but he, apparently it was the 8th grade graduating class of the elementary school in that area. I believe it was Edison Elementary School, or I think, from 1954. Eighth grade from 1954. And that just blew my freaking mind. They had people there who graduated in 1951. They had teachers, people who were their teachers there at their school. I can't even like wrap my mind around that. I was talking to a friend of mine who works with me, and he said his mom was born in 1953. I mean, he's, you know, older than me. He's old enough to be my dad, and he's just like, my mom was born in 1953. Like, that doesn't make any sense, you know? And I mean, not that it doesn't make sense, but it just blows your mind when you're in a room with that many people, and they've known each other for that long, and they've all been in that area. Like, I've moved around so much. I think I can think of a few people that are like on my Facebook list that I knew when I was in eighth grade, you know? I can think of two right off the top of my head right now. Two that I actually, like, communicate with and talk to and, like, actually, you know what I mean? There's a few on there that are just kind of on there, but they're not really, like, active or all, you know? There's any kind of two-way communication going on. But that just blows my mind. They're all in the room together, and they knew each other in eighth grade. I can't even fathom that. It doesn't even make... It just, my brain. Boom.